what this verse says, 1 Samuel 16, verse number 7. We showed it at the very end of the lesson last night, and it was something about the heart, and yeah. Okay, very good. You got the two phrases, you got them switched, but that's good, all right? 1 Samuel 16, 7, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart, right? And so that's kind of our starting point for us for this morning, all right? So if we can, I have a lovely assistant. Where is my assistant? She's going to bring up for me a few things for us, my... So my lovely assistant's going to bring up a couple things to help me illustrate this point. Because I know sometimes you might be thinking, well, I don't understand. Oh, thank you, my lovely assistant. Thank you, my lovely assistant. All right, very good. Now, I know I've got a couple things here, but sometimes it's like, okay, well, I know that God looks on the inside and not the outside, and I know that that's important. So I kind of want us to kind of illustrate this point for us here this morning. I want this carton of eggs here. I have a carton of eggs, kind of represent us in this room, right? We all look on the outside. We all look, you know, okay, right? Okay, I was going to say dashing, but then I thought maybe you would think I was only talking about myself. What? Unbelievable. So I thought, well, how can I illustrate? Because we're all here at camp. We're all here to learn about God. We're all here to learn horses. We all kind of look the same on the outside. But as we saw last night, God looks on the inside. And so for us, for me to look at this group, I can't see your insides, for which I'm very grateful. But I also cannot see your heart either. See, when it comes to the heart, you can fool me. I'm pretty easy to fool when it comes down to it. That's the truth. I know you're thinking, no, that's not possible because you're awesome. But it's true. I'm pretty easy to fool. I really am. But there's one person you cannot fool. That is God. God knows every single thing about you. For some of us, that might be a scary thought. You might think, uh-oh, what do you mean God knows everything? I mean, he knows everything. The Bible describes for us that God knows our thoughts even before we recognize them as thoughts. Did you ever think about that? Right? So you might think, you know what I'm going to think about? I'm going to think about writing this afternoon. I'm not going to listen to this old guy stand up here and yammer on about stuff I don't understand. I'm just going to think about writing. What am I going to do this afternoon or after this session? I'm just going to write. I'm going to write. You might think, okay, I'm going to think that, but before you can even think about what you're going to think about, God knows your thoughts. Ah! That's crazy. God knows every single thing about us. On the outside, we can look nice, we can look clean, we can carry on a Christian conversation, whatever that means. We might know all the answers, we might have the verse memorized, we might have on the outside, everything looks like we're a Christian, and we're doing good, and we're okay. But the outside is not what makes a good egg. I have several eggs here. Is this a good egg? No. It's white. What about this one? Is this a good egg right here? Is this a good egg? Looks like it. Maybe. Maybe not. Is this a good egg? Well, I mean, it depends on what you want to do with it, right? Come on, Pastor. It depends on what you want to do with the egg. What do you want to do with the egg? Well, let's make something, right? What do you want to make with our egg this morning?
Breakfast.
Breakfast. What kind of breakfast? An open-faced, over easy. Okay, good, because open-faced egg was not sounding appealing for anybody, I don't think, for breakfast this morning. just chuck it raw. We want an over easy egg, right? Does that sound good? How many were like, oh yeah, over easy, that sounds good. Okay, so like you're the only one. So maybe somebody else then, what? Something that maybe more of us would. Scrambled eggs. How many of you like scrambled eggs? Scrambled eggs? All right, there's a few more on scrambled eggs. Anybody else have any ideas? Maybe we could make cake for breakfast. How many of you, that sounds yummy? Let's just have cake for breakfast. How many like, we could make donuts. Donuts sounds yummy. Poached egg. Poached egg? We want a poached egg? I know he's one poached eggs his favorite. He makes poached eggs for our whole house in the morning. And he's really good at it too. So we're gonna make something for. What about pancakes? We can do pancakes for breakfast. And we'll use an egg here to make some pancakes. So we'll just take this one here, and we'll just crack it open, and then we can see what kind of egg we have here. All right. So here, I'm a little. Do I do what? On a flat surface? Well, I'll just do it real light. That way it'll. Enough from you back there. All right, so here we have this egg. Here we go. There we go. All right. This egg is a. That egg is. That's an empty egg. How many of you have ever gone to the grocery store and purchased an egg and you found that one was empty? At the 98-cent store? Wow. Well, that's awesome. Okay. Well, let's. Maybe this one will be. Okay, here we go. We're going to. Okay. We have an empty egg. Truth is, some of us, even in this room, are empty eggs, perhaps. The empty eggs? What are you talking about? In order for us to use an egg, in order to make our breakfast, there's got to be something inside. And if there's nothing inside, we're completely unusable for breakfast, aren't we? I can't use this egg for anything, except maybe putting some shell in with the chickens. I don't know. In the Bible, I can think of a person who was an empty egg, who was like our empty egg. On the outside, everything looked good. On the outside, everything was what we would say normal. On the outside, everything was Christian. On the outside, this person spent a lot of time with Jesus himself. But he was empty on the inside. This person is. No. This person is Judas. Judas had looked like everybody else. He spent so much time with Jesus, just like all the other disciples. The other 11 disciples, they all spent time with Jesus. They all learned his teaching. They all paid attention to him. But he had absolutely no potential to be used by God on the inside. He was empty. The Bible tells us that Satan filled him. When Satan fills you, God can't use you if you're empty. And this is kind of what we started talking about last night, and we'll continue talking about it again later on in the week. If you have not taken that first step and placed your faith in Jesus to pay your sin debt, you're not usable by God yet. God can't use you for anything. What happens, and what do we do with an empty egg? What do you do with it? What do? Yeah, we throw it away. It's not good for anything. We toss it. It'll be discarded. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm 37, verse 20, that the wicked shall perish. They will be destroyed. That's what that word perish means. They'll be completely destroyed. God is going to take all of the those who are unsaved, those who do not place their trust in Him, and He's going to throw them away. They'll be discarded. They'll be destroyed. They will perish. Now, don't start thinking, well, the God is kind of mean if He's going to do that. Well, my friend, that's what He tells us to do. That's why He tells us, trust me. Trust in me. So this empty egg kind of represents those in our group here that would be unsaved, completely unusable by God. Well, I guess we should try a different egg if we're going to make breakfast. I'm going to try this one. I hope. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. We're just going to... Interesting. This egg is... Okay. This egg is hard-boiled. This is a hard-boiled egg. Anybody like hard-boiled eggs? Yummy. Here's the problem, right? This hard-boiled egg is not going to make very good pancakes, unless you're into that sort of thing, which I don't know how you can be. A hard-boiled egg. How many of you have ever gone to the store and bought a carton of eggs and one of the eggs is hard-boiled? Yeah, me either. I've boiled up some eggs before, but I've never... Wow. Truth is, some of us in this room are more like a hard-boiled egg. When I think about a hard-boiled egg and a heart condition, I think of one who had it pretty good. He learned all the right things and he made the right decisions up to a certain point in his life. He got to a certain point in his life and he decided to do his own thing, go his own way, and make his own decisions and choices. This person is a man named Lot. Lot grew up with his uncle, Abraham. Abraham, that should sound familiar, right? One of the patriarchs of the faith. Chosen by God to go and begin and start a new nation, right? That should sound familiar, right? Yes. All right, very good. Okay, so, but Lot, when it came time to separate from Abraham, which is something, in my opinion, the Bible doesn't tell us this necessarily, but I think he should have done more to stick with Abraham than rather than separate from Abraham. His life would have been much better. But he did his own thing. The Bible tells us he moved down to a place called Sodom, and he ruined his testimony. He lost everything that he had. I mean, when he was living with Abraham, Uncle Abraham was rich. I mean, he was rich. He had all sorts of stuff. And Lot, when he was living with Abraham, he had all sorts of stuff too. But when Lot decided to do his own thing and go his own way, he moved away, moved down to Sodom, and Lot lost everything that he had. Everything that he had. He lost his testimony. He lost his family. He lost all of his possessions. A hard-boiled egg on the outside looks like all the others. It looks like you could use this, you could take this, and you could use it to make pancakes. What you really, really want to make, pancakes! But the truth is, this egg has already decided how it's going to be used. It's already decided the extent that it will go, for God. Is this person saved? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely saved. Was Lot saved? Yes, he was. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter that Lot was a righteous man. The Bible called Lot a righteous man. Wait, what? He wasn't righteous. He messed up. No, that's all that we know about him from Scripture. That's the only story that we have about him. But God calls him a righteous man. That righteousness not based on what he did, but based on the fact that he placed his faith and trust in what he would know as the coming Messiah. That's exactly what he did. Right? So this egg kind of represents a person who is saved but has hardened their heart. Their heart has been hardened. And they've decided what they will and will not do for God, and how they will or will not live for God, and what extent they will go to be used by God. Is it saved? Yes, absolutely. But the truth is, God's will is not based on what you look like. God's will is not even based on what you can do. And we'll talk a little bit more about that tonight. But your hardened heart limits what God can do with you. And I'll be honest with you, I see a lot more young people today with hardened hearts, already decided what God will or will not, what you will or will not do for God, what God will or will not do for you. Can God still use a hard-boiled egg? Yeah, absolutely. Could you use a hard-boiled egg? Sure. You could eat this. It would be great. Some people choose to eat a hard-boiled egg for breakfast. That's fine. We could make all sorts of things. We could make a egg salad. We could make a sandwich. What could we do? Ooh, deviled eggs. How many of you like deviled eggs? Yeah, you got to start with a hard-boiled egg, right? So the truth is, this egg could be used. We could even take a hard-boiled egg. We could go out to the lawn out here and we could hide it, and then come back in and count to 100 and go back out and find it. Why in the world would anybody do that? I have no idea. But we could, right? We could do that. We could have an Easter egg hunt. We could do all sorts of things with a hard-boiled egg. But this hard-boiled egg will never be used to make a cake. It'll not be used to make a pancake. Now, I can go to my refrigerator and I can say, I'm going to make pancakes and I choose this egg. But if this egg is already hard-boiled, I can't use it to make what I want to make with it. I could make all sorts of things. You know, the Bible tells us that God can take our lives, and he illustrates this over and over and over again. God can take our lives where we're at right now, and he can use them for something. But we also know if our heart has been hardened, God can't always use us for what he wants to use us for. So the truth is, I shouldn't harden my heart toward God. I should allow God to choose how my life should be lived and what I should do for him. I have another egg here. Because I'm kind of hungry now. All right. This egg is going to be, how many of you think this is going to be a good one? It's going to be a good egg? We just have to see, don't we? We just got to get in there and find out, because we can't tell by looking on the outside, right? Right. All right. So here we go. This one is, that's a good egg. That's a good egg. This one right here is ready to make breakfast, right? Would you agree? Yes. This one here is ready for breakfast time. All right, this is a raw egg. This egg we can make whatever we want to make with this egg. This egg could be used to make pancakes. It could be used to make anything within reason, right? This egg actually reminds me of David that we talked about last night. David was, we talked last night about him, he was a shepherd. David was a songwriter. David was a giant killer. David was a king. David was a warrior. David was a dad. David was a husband. David was all sorts of things for God. David looked like all the others. He looked like everybody else. He was saved. And when he was saved, he yielded his life to be used by God, however God wanted to use him. He had the potential to be anything that the master chef can make. Fried egg, scrambled egg, over easy, poached, a cake, a souffle, a brownie, a quiche. You can even take this egg and make eggnog. How many of you like eggnog? You can even take this egg and make a protein shake. How do you do that? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I don't know. But God can take that egg, that raw egg, and use it however he wants to use it. And in the hands of the master chef, and in the hands of God, our lives can be what God wants us to be, will be pleasing to him. David could not do all of the things that we know about David. He killed a lion and a bear with his hands. He killed the giant. He was the king. He could not do any of those things without God. David yielded his life to God, and God used him to accomplish all of those tasks and to do those things. What does God want to do with your life? I don't know. You're like an egg sitting in the carton. You're like an egg with all this potential. You could be used by God to do just about anything. Anything that God wanted you to do. You have a choice to make. You could harden your heart. Or you could yield your heart to him. Thank you. Or you could yield your heart to him. Got a little breakfast there. But it's all right. It's good. It makes a nice little sheen on the... Okay, all right. When I think about eggs, I can't help but to think about one more kind of egg. This egg right here, which, because of what's on the inside, starts to have an effect on the outside. This egg right here, I'll tell you what, let's do it this way. Let's have you be here. Good job. Let's have you be here. Let's put you here. Now let's prepare for the worst. Okay. This egg right here looks like all the others. For the most part, it's shaped the same way. You can tell it's the same color. But this egg right here is... a rotten egg. Ew. I'm going to set that... Did everybody get to see it? Everybody, anybody want to make an egg with this one? Anybody want to make some pancakes? Maybe it's a... Ew. This is the rotten egg. Looks like all the others. You say, well, what's a rotten egg? What's the difference between a rotten egg and a hard-boiled egg? A rotten egg says he's willing to do whatever God wants him to do. But then when God tells him to do something, he doesn't do it. I can think of someone in the Bible who did that very thing. This person was a prophet of God, much like Samuel was that we talked about last night. He's a prophet of God. His name's Jonah. A prophet of God's supposed to do whatever God says, right? Doesn't that make sense? That's what God wants him to do. When he's yielded to God, he's the prophet of God. He can go wherever, he can preach to God's word, and great things can happen. And God told Jonah, I want you to go, and I want you to preach to that city of Nineveh. And Jonah said, no. Now, on the outside, looked like everything was fine. On the outside, everything looked normal. Say, how do you know that? Because when Jonah started going the opposite direction, God sent a storm. You remember this? They were all in the ship, and God sent a storm. And all of the other sailors said, we don't know. We don't know what's going on. We don't know why God is doing this to us. So Jonah looked like everybody else on the outside. But he had said no to doing what God asked him to do. The hard-boiled eggs already decided what God's going to do with their life. But the rotten egg says, oh, yeah, I'm willing. But then when God says to go and to do something, they say, oh, no, I didn't mean that. No, I'm not willing to do that. Young people, listen to me. When we talk about our heart condition, we have to stop and we have to consider, what kind of condition is my heart in? Maybe you're here this morning and say, man, I don't know anything about this stuff. I'm more like this empty egg. I don't have anything inside my heart. Well, that can change. God would love to change that for you. You might be sitting here thinking, man, I know I'm saved, but there's just certain things that if God asked me, I'm not going to do it. And you've hardened your heart to God. You've already decided how God's going to use you. Maybe this morning you're sitting here with like this raw egg, and God's already told you to do some things. And even you at this age, and you're in this point in your life, God's already told you to do some things. God's commanded you to be obedient to your parents. God's commanded you to obey your authorities. God's commanded you to do some things. Maybe you're one of the ones here this morning saying, yeah, God said so, but I'm not going to do it. My friend, our goal is to become like this raw egg. All the potential to be used however God wants to use us. The only way that we can stay usable by God is yield ourselves to him. Allow him to do what he wants to with our lives. Lord, we thank you so much for this day that you've given to us, this opportunity that you've given to us to choose to live right and to do right and to honor you and to obey you and to follow after you. Lord, I pray that you would help us today. Even though our schedule has been set for us, And we know the activities of the day, but Lord, I pray that you would bring this thought back to our memory. And much like we can only use a horse that's been yielded to us, we want to be yielded to you. And so, Lord, I pray that this thought would come back to us throughout this day, and that we would honor you with our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.